listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Cleveland Browns single game tickets are available straight from the source on clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Secure tickets to upcoming Cleveland Browns games against the Arizona Cardinals, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the San Francisco 49ers by visiting clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. Let's go to Jim in Akron now before we hand out the grades. Jim, welcome to the show.
What's going on, fellas?
Not too much, man. How you doing?
Man, just a little frustrated at how we're playing. I really believe we're better than this. I had a few thoughts. One, you know, I'm tired of people wanting to give up on Pitt. You know, I know it's a learning, you know, process, you know, and I want to draw this correlation. I'm not saying he's Belichick, but this is my point. Belichick came, you know, as he was kind of like in basketball terms, a gym rat. You know, his dad was a coach, and he followed him in his footsteps, and he was, you know, just all about football. And I think Pett is the same way. I wish he would show a little bit more fire. I think if he showed a little bit more fire, I think some of these guys would get off his back. But, you know, we just need to play tougher, you know, and cut some of these mistakes. You know, it gets real frustrating watching these games and seeing the penalties that are called on us when there's so many blatant holes against our defensive linemen and our receivers. You know, they're getting wrapped up way before the ball gets there. We don't get the call. And we graze their guys, and they call a hold on us or, you know, a pass interference. You know, I'm just getting tired of the Browns and Cleveland teams in general not getting the respect by their officials that I believe they should get. You know, I really believe we need to go in and just punch Baltimore in the mouth and take control of our own destiny so we can get back in this division.
You've got to come out, and it starts with one game. All they can do is go out and beat the Ravens and turn in a better performance than we have seen thus far from the Cleveland Browns on the defensive side of the ball. That really is it. I don't think it's about getting respect from the referees. You get, like, that's like saying in the NBA, you earn respect from the referees. In the NFL, you earn respect. I think the refs do the best job they can with
they
a very fast and very intricate game. But you're not going to get calls because you're the Cleveland Browns. That's just not going to happen. The Cleveland Browns need to – maybe do the Patriots get calls? I don't know.
Well, I mean, as of
as
recent,
a player, did you feel like when you were with the Packers or the Chargers, when you guys were good, you got more calls than when you were on the 49ers and you weren't?
No, I don't necessarily believe that to be true. And I think if you look at, you know, the Cam Newton report about Ed Hockley saying, you know, you're not old enough to get that call, whether true or not. And then what happened last night, you know, do these referees have something against the Detroit Lions and for the Seattle Seahawks because they play? I think that goes out the window. And I think there's so many of these are bang bang plays. The comments about the referees, no one has anything against the Cleveland Browns. And if they did, they wouldn't have a job refereeing or officiating NFL football games. So, but when you're losing, it seems like everybody's against you. And when you're winning, those calls don't bother you at all.
Right.
It's just a fact. You know, it has everything to do with like your mental state. You know, a holding call on a big play is you know, a fly on your rear when you're winning football games, but you know, but it becomes, you know, everything to you when you're losing.
It certainly does. All right, some notes from the Browns. They have signed defensive back Ty Zimmerman, off defensive lineman Ray Drew to the practice squad. They've cut Dylan Wynn, defensive lineman, and Garth Gerhardt, offensive lineman, from the practice squad. All right, let's get into the grades quickly on the offensive side of the ball. I think this is actually going to be probably the easiest and most fun grade segment that we have had yet here on the show. We'll start with quarterback Josh McCown, and you know what he did in that game, obviously, against the San Diego Superchargers. Matt Wilhelm, Josh McCown, 356 yards, 2 touchdowns, 78% completions. He did have the one fumble, was under duress quite a bit in that game. Your grade for Josh McCown?
A. How do you not give the guy an A? He kept us in the football game with his arm. He kept us in the football game with his decision-making. And all in all, everything you could expect from your quarterback position.
He is easily He easily turned in one of the best performances we've seen from a Browns quarterback in a long time. It's unfortunate it came in a losing effort, but I don't think you're going to get a lot more out of your quarterback than what you got out of Josh McCown. The 120 quarterback rating, as I said, drove you down, got you the touchdown when you needed it. He got you the two-point conversion. Maybe a little bit better in the red zone if you want to be nitpicky. Could they have been a little bit better down there? Perhaps. But
I think it's more than just the quarterback down there in the red zone.
I would agree. Josh McCown gets an A from me as well. Let's go to the running backs. Isaiah Crowell. 15 touches, 125 total yards. He had the longest run of the day. He had the longest catch of the day, 32 and 53 yards, respectively. Duke Johnson on the day, 17 touches, 116 total yards, and a touchdown. Was the team's leading receiver, 9 catches, 85 yards, and the score. I'm going to give those guys an A as well. Everything you could have wanted out of the running backs in that one.
Yes, I agree. I thought they were fun to watch. They were very productive. I don't think they were a liability at any point in picking up the pass rush and so on and so forth. And you love what they do with the football in open space.
You certainly did. All right, let's go to the wide receivers now. Travis Benjamin, career high, 6 catches, 79 yards. Hawk, 2 for 27. Gabriel, 4 for 22, including he also had the two-point conversion. Brian Hartline, 1 for 7.
Wide receivers, I'm going to give them a B+. I think that, again, the participation of Dwayne Bowe brings that grade down. The injury to Brian Hartline, which, you can't change that. You'd love to have him be healthy and contribute, especially in a football game like that, to be a weapon for Josh McCown. But Hawk got open. Travis Benjamin, I think, is becoming a well-rounded wide receiver, well beyond just a deep threat. And Taylor Gabriel, when his number was called, made the catch, convert the two-point conversion, B+.
I'm going to give a solid B to that group as well. They performed at the level that you would hope for this team. And, in fact, maybe a little bit better than you would hope. So B+, I think that's totally appropriate. Tight end, Gary Barnage, 6 for 75 and a touchdown. Matches career high of 6 catches from the week before. He played a lot, and I like the switch away from the two tight ends. There was not much Jim Dre in this game.
No.
There was not much Rob Hauser in this game. It was really the one tight end set with Barnage going into three wide receivers. I think that might be the best formation for this Browns team because it gives more of a pass threat.
Sure.
That I think helped the run game. I'm going to give Gary Barnage, big play Gare, an A as well.
I'm going to give him an A. And, as we spoke earlier, going to that three wide receiver set along with the threat that you have in Gary Barnage, we, with our playmakers, which a lot of people discounted, going into this football season, but because of the performances of Travis Benjamin, because of the emergence of Gary Barnage, we, the Cleveland Browns, pose a threat throwing the football that we're now going to spread people out, thin people out, force them into coverage, and then in turn, with John DeFilippo kind of running hot with his play calling, gives Duke Johnson and Isaiah Crowell more opportunities in the run game, puts us in more advantageous 2nd and 5, 2nd and 6, we get into like 3rd and 1 situations, which are convertible, and create space for them, as we saw in San Diego, give them the ball in space on a check down, let them do the thing.
All right, and then finally, let's go to the offensive line on this side of the ball. Josh McCown on the day was sacked 4 times. He was hit quite a bit as well in this one by the San Diego Superchargers. So I wouldn't call it necessarily the best performance for this team, but 9 quarterback hits on Josh McCown. And as I talked about, I believe, did I say 4 sacks?
Yep.
It was, I believe that was correct. I'm looking on the stats right now.
It's either 3 or 4.
3 or 4 sacks. But he was under a lot of duress, but I thought they did a better job, more push, more surge in the running game, which was important. Yes, he was sacked 4 times. I said 9 quarterback hits. So he was under a lot of duress. Not a banner performance. I'm going to call it a C+ from the offensive line.
I'm going to give them I'll be a little more optimistic. You failed them before. I'm going to give them a B-. And I thought because of some of the surge in the run game that they got, and I thought early on San Diego was out-physicaling us on the edge. That's when Melvin Ingram was making some impact. But I thought, as they did in the second half of the Oakland Raiders game, when it was clear that we were going to pass the football, they were at their best, allowing Josh McCown to get rid of it and go down the field if need be.
Yes. You know what's amazing about Josh McCown's
game? Listen.
So he threw 39 passes. Of those 39, what number do you think traveled more than 10 yards in the air?
How many passes?
39.
39, 9.
8. And he completed 5 of them. Everything else was between 0 and 9 yards, he threw 19 passes, and then behind the line of scrimmage, he threw 12 passes.
And what's the same stat for Phillip Rivers? Because I thought they had a very complimentary football game.
Phillip Rivers in that? I think he probably threw it down the field a little bit more, but you might be right. Let's see. Phillip Rivers, more of his 35, more than 10 yards in the air, he had 11.
Okay.
He had between 0 and 9, he had 19. And behind the line of scrimmage, he had 5.
Okay.
So a little bit.
A little bit more down the field.
A little bit farther down the field.
But that was a part of our game plan.
All right, let's be real quick here because I think it's easy. We've got after further review. We've got some calls to get to. Defense, I don't think we need to get in position. I'm going to give the defense an F. The offense played well enough to win that game. They lost the game because of the defensive inadequacies. I don't think it was better at any particular level than any other. So I'm just going to say that was a failing grade for the defense.
I agree. The defense failed to make it. If the defense played competitive football, we win that game.
Correct.
But because they failed in every aspect of playing defense, I agree with you.
And then special teams, I'm going to give an A. Coons 4-for-4, another solid performance by Andy Lee. You got Justin Gilbert averaging over 30 yards of kick return. Travis Benjamin over 20 yards of punt return. No gaffes in the special teams.
I'm gonna give
now people are going to say, Tremont Williams jumped off sides in a special teams play. I'm throwing that play out. I don't care about that.
If you're a competitor, you do the same thing.
I don't care about that
play. I'm going to give them an A as well. And what's great is, after two gaffes last week, you're flawless this week. You got to continue to roll. That's got to be something we hang our hat on, because I think offense and defense, we're going to juggle. One's going to be up, one's going to be down. The one thing we need to be a standard is have those. Justin Gilbert will break one with confidence one day. We saw Travis Benjamin do it already. Coons being perfect, and Andy Lee being a threat as the punter as well.
But it goes to show, because I would give the offense an A overall. I would give special teams an A overall, defense an F. It goes to show that you need all three phases. The only game the Browns have won was the one where they won in all three phases, and that was against the Tennessee Titans.
The margin for error for the Cleveland Browns is already very, very small.
It is. Now, you got a game right there where your quarterback played like a franchise quarterback. I'm not saying Josh McCown is. I don't want that taken out of context. But what I did say is that he played that game. I mean, you're not going to get much better quarterback play than that. I don't care who your quarterback is. You're not going to get much better quarterback play than you got from McCown there, and the Browns still unable to win it. All right, when we come back, a little after further review, we'll take some phone calls as well. 216-578-0850. Zagura Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.